Hi there, welcome back. It is lesson 8, and we're going to be talking about air survival tools. How does the wind bring you answers when you need it the very, very most? Listen, I am someone who absolutely gets this. My husband calls me a wind witch, and I do believe I am a bit of a wind witch. You see, weather magic or weather witching, I guess a weather witch is more or less what I am. It's been used to mean anything from divination to forecasting of the weather to actual control and manipulation of the weather itself. Now, let me tell you something. I have been affected by the weather for probably about 15 years now. So I would say that I started noticing the effects of the weather in my early 30s, and I got super intense as I started to develop myself as a medium. What I didn't know until recently was that I actually could manipulate the weather myself, but I didn't know that. There are actual witches that are able to call up storms and that are able to calm storms. There are witches that are able to tell you when the weather will change. And I know, like I know the sky is blue and the grass is green, I can tell you when something's going to happen. In fact, I'm actually recording this lesson at 1 o'clock in the morning for two reasons. One, because the wind is howling and the rain is spittering outside my window. And I knew that that was coming 3 hours ago when I was in the kitchen. And I said to my family, there's something brewing in the weather. We're getting snow. We're getting rain. Everyone said, no, it doesn't say it in the forecast. They know to listen to me by now because I can feel it. There's a shift and something happens in my brain, and I'm very aware of even the slightest pressure changes. That's how sensitive things are for me. However, with that being said, I've now learned that I can also change things. That takes a little bit of energy and takes a little bit of work, but here I also sit because I knew that with this rain and the way the pressure is going to rise tomorrow, that my brain and my body will be affected by that. So why not hang out with you guys at 1 o'clock in the morning? Listen, when you consider the forms of magic that are based around agriculture in the past, it is said that other witches would take out other families' crops if they were angry with them. Weather magic is definitely a thing, and it's been going on for a very long time. But do I believe that were they taking out other people's crops? I don't know. But I believe that because the witch knew that the weather was coming and what was happening, and so she would treat her fields and her farm and her place a little bit differently. Yeah, maybe they suspected because she was planting in a different season, or she was harvesting when everybody wasn't harvesting. She or he was doing things a little bit different. So, where does the wind come into play? How can you manipulate the weather and the wind to help you in survival mode? Well, the first thing that you need to know is that the wind and the weather and calling up the wind, this is an old thing. It's called whistling up the wind. So it's one of the most common forms of weather magic, and it's been practiced by shaman and witches and healers for hundreds of thousands of years. Depending on the pitch and the tone of the whistle, it is said that a witch can create a gentle breeze or a sharp gust of wind. Traditionally, if the skill of whistling up the wind does not come naturally to you, the option of making a wind whistle out of a willow or alder wood is also said to be available. Now you wonder, why would I want to call up the wind? Well, I guess it depends on where you live, but if you're living in Australia where it can be so hot and uncomfortable, a cool breeze is probably just what the doctor ordered. Now, there's all kinds of ways to call up the wind or whistle up the wind. Google is your friend. I'm just saying it's definitely possible and something that you can do when and if needed. The other thing is called storm casting. So storm casting is the art of creating storms. And there's a lot of different methods to creating storms and bringing rain. The method that was used by my Nana is she would fill a jug of water and she was while she was sitting outside or facing a window, she would pour the water into a mason or bowl, and then she would dip her pointer finger into the water and slowly make 5 clockwise circles in the water. If you have a pendant necklace or a pendulum, you can also do this just above the bowl of water. And as you're making the circles, you can call the wind to bring in a storm by blowing or whistling a continuously low note, the sound of the wind over the mouth of the glass bottle or over the water in the basin. So it's basically you're calling the wind or you're calling the storm. This is storm casting. Why would you want to do storm casting? You would want to do it if things are really dry, if you're going into a drought. If you think about it now and you're like, well, what does it matter? We live on a ranch, so when things are dry, it 100% matters to us because we think of the hay for our horses. But we also need to be thinking about food. When you're in survival mode and you're growing your own food, having the equal amount of rain and sun and good soil, those things suddenly become very, very important. So you're calling up a storm to bring rain, to bring moisture into the earth. So that's exactly why. And it's a gift that anyone is capable of doing. You just want to be able to channel that energy. How do you stop a storm? Well, there's a lot of ways to do that, but one of the most common are called binding storms. Now, there's also ways to prevent storms by coming by directing them away from where you are, which is great if you happen to be holding an outside event and you really need good water. So this involves spreading the storm out over a large area, thereby so that it misses you. You can disperse a storm by calling it and blowing it away. So you can use a weather map and you can draw the system on the map and you can see it being blown away, just like what you do over that bowl to bring the swirling storm in. It's basically like you're just pushing it and blowing it away. Now, to bind it, storm catching and binding involves catching a storm and binding it within an object. So you can bind a storm within a bottle or a knot so it can be released gradually at a later date rather than just pulling out the cork and undoing it like a crazy mission. So you can bind your storm with your hair. Yes, it's a true thing. You can Google that. And you can bind the wind with a rope. So reeling in the storm is a little bit more difficult than storm casting. So it's always wise to think about it. You could put too much energy into the storm and then it'll go on for weeks, which you don't want flooding, and that's not good. And it could be extremely violent, knock down power lines or tree branches, and too little of an energy and you're only going to get a 5-minute shower of rain. So working with storms and wind and Mother Earth is definitely something that you're going to have to practice. And I would say always go a little bit slower, err on the side of caution. You definitely do not want torrential downpours for days and days and days. Other ways is cutting a storm. So you can cut a storm just like you can use Google Maps and don't make the area too big, and then just laminate it. So you can make it like a whiteboard by laminating it, and then you can draw weather symbols to generate certain types of weather. So you can put, you know, the sun where you want it to be, and you can put the rain where you want it to be. It's just sort of like this little manifestation tool to say, okay, this is where I want the wind and the weather to go on my little map. So there's all kinds of storm witches and weather witches over the internet that you can find, and they'll be able to help you with, you know, rain spells and cloud spells and just spells to help you with weather and the wind and the energy and Mother Earth. I just think it's really important that when you go into survival mode, you know every little aspect of Earth. See, we're so in our head. We're so many other places than on and in sync with Mother Earth. I know I keep repeating this to you guys, but it's really, really important. So here's what I say. I say, if you're someone like me and you're sensitive to pressure changes and weather changes, you're a weather witch. And I think you should embrace that and use that for good, because why can't we change the weather so that the pressure systems will get so much easier on our brains? I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.